Welcome to My Skeptical Sister. I'm Megan, the Skeptical One.
I'm Erin, the Believer.
And we are high tech this week.
We are trying a whole new editing platform or podcasting platform. So
We're using GarageBand. I feel like I should have a guitar out or some drum set or something.
I know. I took a course on, which I'm so thankful now. I took a professional development 2 summers ago.
Wow.
Where we had to do all this stuff. So it was 2 years old that I'm trying to remember it all. And it was about like video.
That must be a term that I don't know.
Now I don't know how to say it. Video.
Videography? Oh, video.
Editing.
Oh.
So we would like, I don't know. We had to, it was actually a really, if you ever get me really drunk, I could show you the music video we had to make. It is.
Oh, that's going to have to go up on Facebook.
Ooh,
oh,
you so embarrassing.
Did show me. Wait, is this like the,
oh, yeah.
Like you're all wearing black
yeah.
or something?
It was real bad. I didn't want to do it. It was a lot of peer pressure.
No.
And, oh, gosh. Artsy people. Yeah. We're weird.
It's very interesting. It's like interpretive dance, isn't it?
I did not want to do it. Like, the whole time, I just kept thinking, I'm getting paid.
Were you being
to
a
be...
cloud or something? Why do I feel like I remember
feel like
a cloud?
Rain. I think it had to do with weather.
Oh, we got to pull this video
up. It was so
up.
Embarrassing. And the whole time I was doing it, I was like, I hate every second of this. But I did learn about GarageBand there. So,
oh, I love it.
In our quest to become better editing, smoother podcast, sound as professional as possible, we are going to...
We're stretching ourselves, people.
Yes.
Because it is. It's a stretch.
It really is. So we're still going to use Anchor at how we upload and distribute, at least for now. Hoping that using GarageBand and editing here maybe allows for a smoother transition.
Yeah. I mean, in full transparency, I would go back and listen because I'm like, sometimes when I would listen to the edited version, I would hear like little clicks.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, surely that's not happening when it gets, you know, out there on Spotify and Apple. And I go back and listen. I'm like, man, I can still hear it. So
yeah.
That's kind of where this came from. So,
and it could totally be my editing because
no, I don't think it is.
I tried to take out so many and I was like, and they were like, and we were like,
okay, so that's me.
It was not just you. It is me a lot of the time too.
Girl, I listened last episode and I was like, okay, I need to. I need to stop saying I was like, but I need to like formally apologize to you for how often I interrupted. And I was like, there it is again. You're going to have to edit. I thought if I were listening to this podcast, I'd be like, that girl is a bitch.
No, because I got a text from you that said, am I starting to get on your nerves? Because I can hear it in this episode, which tells me that I was being the
because
bitch.
Because I was interrupting you so much. I should have been getting on your nerves. I totally should have. I take 100% credit for that because I, you know, boy, you try to be mindful, but you get a couple beers in me and it just goes out the window. And I'm like, no, I need to say this and I have a better way of saying it. And I mean, come on, shut your mouth and just be a listener sometimes. So, anybody out there thinking that about me, don't worry. I'm already on top of it. I already realized that I need to work on that.
Well, I also feel like last week of school leading up to it, I was just
stressful,
like so tired and stressed. And I feel like my bitchiness, especially poor Kenton, it's been building.
Kenton's a good spirit.
It's been building. So I feel like now that we're on summer break.
Yeah. Well, I kind of also feel that's funny that you say that because I thought, you know, this podcast was only created for a need for fun.
Yeah.
But when we were in school, I mean, there were times when it was stressful. I know more on you because you were doing the editing side. But, you know, now that we're going into summer, I feel like we're slipping right back into the pandemic. I don't know if you've had any anxiety about it, but everybody else is like, it's summertime. And I'm like, I just got out of being stuck in my house with my kids.
I don't feel that way at all.
I do.
Because... I mean, I understand that feeling of being stuck with your kids, but at least now we can go
leave.
To the pool.
That's true.
We can go, you know, oh my gosh.
That is true. Maybe I need to like calm myself down a little bit.
Yeah. Because when we were stuck at home working, that was miserable.
Yeah, that was horrible. So maybe my state of mind just keeps slipping back into that. Like it's going to be that bad this summer. But...
Oh my gosh. It was horrible.
Getting the kids
through school and then finally being able to start work at 3 o'clock. Having my daughter almost burn the kitchen down while I was
teaching
second grade.
Awful. It's awful. Yeah. And I'm like, I've got a baby on my hip while I'm trying to explain, you know, and she's like picking my nose. And I'm like, oh, this is, I think at one point I actually got shit on during a faculty meeting. And I was like, well, this is new.
This is life.
This is a new type of life that I'm not down with. I can either be really good at my job or a really good mom. I cannot do both at the same time.
Not at the same time.
Whew, yeah, my that goodness. Was a lot. So,
yeah, so this, now we're in summer break.
Right, so now we can be back to enjoying it.
Yes, and we can relax.
It's gonna be fun. Yes, I'm excited. I you've talked me into it. Now I'm excited about the summer and I'm back on track.
Awesome.
So, but we do need some business to talk about here because I believe you owe me $15.
Oh, no. Why?
Because you said that you'd be willing to pay me $15 if I was wrong about Mayor of Easttown.
No, listen. They drink both.
Okay. So, wait. We got to catch you all up. So, earlier, I had Aaron watch the baby while I ran out to go to the liquor store because I was like, I want to drink something tonight, but I don't know what I want to drink. And then I went back to the beer cave at the liquor store, and I was like, oh, they're out of Corona, which is always my go-to. So, I was like, well, that's good. It's going to stretch me, make me get outside of my box. And I thought, oh, there's Yuengling and the mayor of Easttown,
which we have been obsessed with.
Oh my gosh, you all, if you have not been watching the show, it was so good.
Oh,
it was so gosh,
every
good.
Episode.
And I loved her character so much. I mean, I found a new love for her.
Yeah.
You know, I used to, Kate Winslet, I used to, you know, you only think of her as Titanic.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is, she was so good in it. Such She's a so great good. Actress.
I always think Eternal Sunshine is Spotless Mind.
I shouldn't just limit her to Titanic. That's just what she's most known for. But
yeah,
she's a great actress. But her character in this, I just love so much.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, every scene, that woman was cracking open a beer. And I was like, she makes me want to drink a beer so badly, but I'm trying to limit myself a little bit more lately. And so I'm like, ugh. I'm going to drink a beer in her honor. So I was like, I'm going to get Yuengling. So I grab some Yuengling and I bring it home and I tell Aaron this. And Aaron's like, it's Rolling Rock. And I was like, shut your mouth. And she's like, that is the beer that they drink in the show. And I was like, I know that they were drinking Yuengling. I kept looking and I was like, Yuengling, that looks good. Turns out we were both kind of right. Some of the characters drank Yuengling. Mayor's choice was Rolling Rock, so I'll give you that.
Right, yeah, see, so we maybe, owe each other $7.50.
Okay, I'll settle on that, but I was like, I know I'm not going crazy, because at some point I feel like I saw her drinking Yuengling, and that's when I dialed in on it, but
I remember it specifically, because I remember thinking, oh, I want to try Rolling Rock, I don't think I've ever had one, and I've definitely had Yuengling.
Okay, well, I mean, now we need Rolling Rock next time.
Okay.
But then I did at the liquor store, I just turn into mom so quickly.
Oh no.
Because I like just give too much information to, when I know that there's somebody that's kind of friendly and likes that kind of back and forth, I'm like, here we go, let's talk. This person's probably like, I'm just trying to do my job. But there was not anybody behind me, so I don't feel that bad. But as I go into this whole, I'm like, have you seen Mayor of Easttown? To this woman at the liquor store, and she's like, no. I'm like, oh, girl, you got to watch it. So I start going in, kind of telling her a little bit about it and everything, trying to get her hooked. And she's like, oh, I love shows like that. Don't have HBO. I'm like, girl, it's worth it. Get it just for the show.
Here's my code. Here's my password.
Yes, exactly. I know. That's what, like, on the level I was at. And then all of a sudden, she was like, oh, I love anything spooky.
Oh.
So I was like, do you listen to podcasts? Nope, hate them. And I'm like, I don't know where you go from there. Like, when...
Well, so, then never mind.
Well, because then I'm like, I could have just said, oh, well, then never mind. And no, I go into detail about like, oh, we have a live show. She could have cared less. And finally, I was like, oh, there's that awareness thing. I need to get back. Know when to stop interrupting and know your audience. So I was like, well, it was great talking to you. And I'm like, she's very friendly, but I thought I probably left there. And you know, when you feel like you can tell what their reaction is when you leave, I was like visualizing her being like, geez, that woman was a lot. Oh, but anyway, it was funny.
I'm sure it made her minutes pass a little bit quicker.
Yeah, right. She wasn't doing anything. She was in a line finder.
That's fine.
And who knows? Maybe someday she'll like, I'll give it a try. I doubt it, though. She was really anti-podcast. Like, oh, it's like talk radio to me. I hate it. So I just kept plugging away. But
That's how my friend Christine is. And you know Christine. Yeah. She's like, girl, I support you. I hate podcasts. I'm not going to listen.
I get it. It's fine. It's not for everybody. And we're not for everybody. And that's perfectly fine, too.
But we're for all the cool people who are still listening.
Yeah, but if you're here listening, you're definitely, you're cool.
That's right.
Okay, well, we've got some good stories tonight, but we are going to theme this night bro night.
Yeah, it's bro night. They're all men.
We got some bro stories, which never happens. I feel like we've always had a man or a woman or a...
Or at least a combination.
Combination, or sometimes people who don't want to give us their pronouns.
A non-binary.
Gosh, here's why I have such a problem with it. Because I can't remember binary versus non-binary. You can leave all this in. Because okay. I feel like there's probably more people out there.
Uh-huh.
So this is probably a teachable moment.
Okay.
And I hope that if you are non-binary, you're okay with this conversation. I think it's kind of important to have.
Yeah.
Because we're living in a time period which thank God, I'm so glad I'm raising kids right now, where it's
right.
okay to be what you are. So I am 100% on board with that. It's trying to get my old ass lined up with new terminology.
I know it can be hard. Just think of binary as this way or this way. If something is binary, it's two ways.
Okay.
So non-binary
means it's
somewhere fluid. It's somewhere...
It's fluid. I think I have such a block on it because the word non, to me, okay. it just seems negative. So I want to be like, no, I support that. And then I'm like, oh shit, I'm supporting the wrong thing. Please forgive me, non-binary people. I really do support
you. I'm sorry. That really tickled me.
I'm just so old that I am so afraid to offend. But I think that it is important that that instead of just not saying it, ask. Yeah. You know, I feel like that's important too. Is like, put yourself out there. Be the dumbass. It's fine. As many times as it takes, it's okay. I mean, Aaron has told me almost every episode, it's non-binary. And I'm like, okay. I'm trying so hard. But the thing is that I'm trying. I think that's the good part. So
absolutely.
I'll keep trying. Please forgive me. Eventually it will set in. I'm like, I got it.
Oh, gosh.
One time I had this little girl. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Because this is how my brain works. Like, when I get it locked in, it's so hard for me to change it. But I had this little girl my first year of teaching, and her name was either Micaiah or Micaiah, but it was spelled phonetically one way.
Uh-huh.
And I kept saying it. She kept correcting me. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Finally, she stopped correcting me. So I was like, got it right. I got a new assistant. Comes in. It's like, what's your name, sweetie? She said, I don't know. It's either Micaiah or Micaiah. And I was like, baby. I have messed this child up so bad.
Oh no.
So it's not just binary, non-binary. It's just the way my brain works. And
yeah,
sorry.
No, I think you're right. I think acknowledging you are working on it and mm-hmm. you want to be respectful.
Yeah, and my end goal is respectful, and not only respectful, like, wow, that's awesome. I'm proud of you all. You know, I'm proud of you all for stepping out there and have that bravery, but I just can't get the terminology right, and I'm trying, so.
Yeah, you're not giving up.
I won't. Won't give up.
Okay, yeah, so we do have a bro... episode. They're not even fun gay ones, from what I can tell. But you know,
it's hilarious. I love it.
I'm sure they're great. I'm sure it'd be a lot of fun to hang out with them.
They're fine, straight white men.
I feel so bad. I love my husband.
Oh, I do too. I know. And James always tells me, "Do you even like white straight men?" I'm like, I'm married to you.
Yeah, I love
you. I'll give you that. Yeah, you. I mean, you did it for me, but.
Yeah. I mean, I can't listen to podcasts with male hosts. I can't. Hard. Ooh, man.
There are a few. There are a few that I really do enjoy, like The Journalists, the last one that I just listened to, the Stay Away From.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Matthew McGill.
I don't like when they're, I don't like conversational podcast mm-hmm. hosted
the
by
the banter
men.
Part of it is very different.
Even if there's a female co-host, it still gets on my nerves, and that's horrible.
That's so funny to me. I don't mind it, but
there's one that I listen to, and he tells two stories at the beginning,
uh-huh.
and then his wife comes in and she tells listener stories at the end,
uh-huh.
and I just skip his part, and then I just listen to her. If I'm going to listen to it.
Listen, what's really funny, I know you're reading first, but my story is from a male podcast.
Oh, no. And I'm sure it's great.
Fun. And one of them is a big fan of ours. Yeah.
Oh,
it's okay. Listen, we love you men. And we hope other people out there love listening.
Yeah.
It's like cats.
Exactly.
We want to find them a good home. We want to find you a good home. We want to find you listeners.
I will give them a shot. What's the one that I hate? last podcast on the left or something.
Yeah, I'm not a big...
I don't understand.
It's just a bunch... It's loud.
Yeah.
Everybody's so loud.
I don't understand that one. So, you know, I'm open-minded. I'll give it a shot.
There is another good one. I don't know the name of it, but have you seen the redneck...
The hillbilly?
The Democrat redneck.
Oh, no, but I know who you're talking about, and I do love that guy.
He's hilarious, and he does have a podcast with like two or three other men. And it's really good, but it's also really informative. Like, the news, but he's not, of course, as like on as he is in those YouTube videos, which is kind of interesting to hear him speak.
Okay,
in a different manner. So there are some good ones out there. I think maybe you've just been exposed to some that you know.
I know. I am open, and I will give. I'll give podcasts to listen. I have a hard time. It's like when you have a restaurant that you love one thing, and you're too afraid to try anything else. Which is dumb because podcasts, if you don't like it after 5 minutes, you turn it off.
Turn it off,
Doesn't cost you anything, but you know, it's hard for me to just want to start a new podcast.
To venture out into it. I get that, for sure.
All right, well, okay, let's get started.
Let's read this horrible...
No!
I'm just kidding. So this is from my neighborhood app, Hustle.
Yes.
Who knew that on neighborhood app, there are so many different groups? But I was like, jackpot. There's a paranormal group. There's a bourbon drinking group.
On
there's
the
a
neighborhood
single group.
One?
Yes. There's,
oh my gosh.
A singles app, which I joined. I joined their group and I was like, I'm not single. I was like, I hope James never stumbles upon this. Like, why is she in a singles group?
Oh my gosh.
But I even said, like, full transparency, but I invited them all to come to our live night because I thought that would be really fun. You all can come and mingle and what a great topic.
Right. You're like, I'm not single, but I'm not closed up. No, I'm just kidding. Right.
But we'll see what happens that night.
Buy me some beers. And
right.
I get unpredictable.
Like, James, think the kids need, think you need to go home. Keep watching those kids. I'm kidding, honey. I'm kidding. He doesn't even listen anymore. It's fine.
Kevin does. So I would
Kevin,
never.
Don't tell James what I just said. Okay.
Okay. So this says, hi, I'm Josh. I saw your post, and my wife and I have some ghost stories for you. He was also not from your singles group. So, I used to work for a gold mining company in Colorado.
Whoa, that's fascinating.
I know. I did that for 15 years, up until we moved here to Kentucky back in March.
I didn't even know gold mining still existed.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you think we just discovered all the gold already, and we're just not going to look anymore?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, can it be produced somewhere? I don't know.
I don't think it could be produced.
I have no idea.
I probably only know this. Things I didn't mean to make you sound dumb. I probably only know this because Kevin watches like, oh gosh.
He likes the treasure hunting
he
stuff,
loves
doesn't he?
The, yeah,
that's
that
so funny.
Treasure Island and Gold Rush. He watches all kinds of.
I can't wait to see him out there with a metal detector one day. I'm like, it's happening.
Oh Kevin's my gosh.
Living that, his best life.
That will fully be his retired hobby.
That's
like
so cute.
With suspenders like his dad. Oh, he'll be adorable though.
He will be.
Okay. Anyways, about 11 years ago, I was working on a ramp project on one of our main haul roads at night. The road came down to a landing split right for our crusher and left to drop further into a pit. Mind you, this was an open pit, not underground. So just picture a big gaping hole is what I'm thinking. That could be our title. Big gaping hole.
Don't think so. Right at that time, I used the word crevasse and crevice wrong. I was trying to post a Facebook post. I was in Florida, and I was like, I got sand in all my crevices. I was trying to say crevices, and I asked Chad Ballard, how do you spell crevices? And he spelled crevasse, and so it made it sound like I had big, open, gaping holes. Sorry, go on.
Oh, goodness. The depth of the pit is around 6,000 feet from where I was working.
Wow.
Anyway, the project I had involved building berms, which I first I thought might have been a typo, but he says it again later, so I think that's just what it is. I just don't know what a berm is.
Me neither.
The project I had involved building berms with rock and were being brought to me from a small haul truck. And then in parentheses says 777. I'm sure that means something.
Mm.
I was in a loader, in parentheses, 99 2D.
Holy shit, this is bro night.
I know,
I bet James would listen to this, like, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, we're not even done. There's one more.
Okay.
Round trip took the truck around 45 minutes to do, but I also had bigger haul trucks passing behind me. in parentheses, cat793F for size reference. Oh, so now I know exactly.
Okay, so I do know cat is on the side of like bulldozers and stuff.
Do you know what the cat793F is?
Well, yeah. No, I'm kidding.
And I now have a perfectly clear image in my head.
Oh, that's funny.
Bro night.
Yeah, bro night. Drinking the Yangling and having bro night.
That's right. They would call me over the radio anytime they got close, and I would stop so they could pass. Around 2:30 in the morning, I was pushing a pile for the berm, and my loader, for no reason, died. I had plenty of fuel. It wasn't an electric problem, and I didn't stall out. With the lights off and engine off, I was stuck on the edge of the road in the middle of pushing.
Oh, no.
Now looking into pitch blackness. I turned the key to the off position and back, but it didn't change anything. My two-way radio was dead, so I couldn't call out for help. I mean, like, that's worst-case scenario.
Yeah, it is. Was it dead before? Like, he knew it was dead, or, like, all of this happened at once?
Everything happened at once.
Like, it's just everything died.
Mm-hmm. Because he was saying that, you know, they would call and say, hey, I'm getting close. Okay. In my rearview mirror, I see this light going left and right, swinging back and forth. I looked harder and saw an older man in roughly 1910s, 1920s clothing, waving his hands and the lantern back and forth, crossing his arms, outreached.
What?
I know. This went on for a few seconds, then boom, the loader fired right back up and everything was working. I went and parked the loader because I was shook up, but I ended up back dragging my bucket. I'm sure that makes sense. I can picture it. After I
don't
read it.
You always drag your bucket around?
I'm picturing like a bulldozer type thing that's right, holding a bunch. And right. It was down and he's backing away. So
it's dragging the bucket.
So it's back dragging, okay. Literally.
Gotcha. I'm with you.
If that's not it, you
write us in.
But like, no, don't mansplain it.
Yeah.
Just explain it. I do not know it, but not because I have a vagina. I just don't know that because I've never worked.
Just so you know that's how mansplaining works. Just explaining.
No. Mansplaining is normally explaining things that women know.
I know. That's what exactly. You just tried to mansplain that. I was trying to explain.
You're right. I'm sorry.
That was exactly what I was saying. Explaining is just if I don't have any reference to it.
Yeah.
But that can happen to any human being. Exactly. With or without a dick.
Yes.
That's just called explaining. But if I have had that experience.
Oh, I have too. I'm seeing the face in my mind right now. Where I'm
I might be married to one sometimes.
Oh.
It only happens sometimes.
Yes, I understand.
And I catch him on it, and he's like, oh, yeah, sorry. I'm like, But it's also because he does have to explain a lot of stuff to me. Because I don't know a lot of stuff. And it's okay. It's not because I don't have a dick. It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. It's not because I don't have a dick. That's the title. Okay. I'm just going to read that last line again. I ended up backdragging my bucket on the ground, leaving. Very specific marks on the ground and in the berm. Around 6 o'clock in the morning, my shift ended and I was off for 3 days. I ended up telling my dad roughly where all this had happened. When we came back to work, they had told us we had a small high wall failure and showed us pictures. The absolute strangest thing was in the marks that I had made on the ground. From about 15 feet from the berm where I was sitting, had sloughed off into the pit. So about 15 feet from where he was and those marks were, like the whole...
It looked like he went into the pit?
No, it's like 15 feet, just barely a little bit farther away from where he was. The ground had just like sloughed into the pit.
Oh my gosh.
I know, so close.
How scary is that?
I know. And this had happened about an hour after we had ended the shift. I looked at my dad and said, I was right there. Look at the marks. Still to this day, I remember it as if it were yesterday.
Wow.
I know that.
Okay. So does he have like a guardian angel from 1910?
Right. Something that was like...
Stop. You need to stop.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I feel about guardian angels. That's... okay. This is what I love about doing this, because so many things get brought up.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I feel about them until they're brought up. I never want to put that much time into it.
A guardian angel wouldn't be wearing, like, time, you know, like century-wise
clothes. I don't know
how
angels work. I mean, what if they're all up there in heaven, and they're like, okay, dude from 1910, you're paired with bourbon guy.
That's a ghost. That's called a ghost.
I mean, he's up in heaven or if he's in the afterlife.
Exactly.
But he's not here every day. He's not here haunting something.
I don't think all ghosts have to be here all the time.
Oh, well, that's an interesting concept. See, I always thought of ghosts as like they were kind of stuck between worlds.
I don't know.
When I think of a guardian angel, I think of it like, I don't know. I kind of feel like they all have jobs up there maybe. They're all doing some shit.
Eventually you'd get bored.
So they're like, you got to do something.
Yeah, it's been like 100 years relaxing.
Please do not tell me my afterlife is just like hanging out in the house with my kids.
What if it was at the beach?
Okay, but maybe kid free.
By then they'll all be grown ups. Okay. It'll be fun to hang out with our kids when they're grown.
I work so good with kids, so I feel like they're like, your job is to watch these toddlers at the beach. I'm like, oh no, I know I'm good at it, but please stop.
It would have to be the opposite of what you did in life, I think.
Okay.
Give you a break.
Or maybe you'd have a choice, probably, right?
Yeah.
Whew, I'm getting a lot of anxiety about what's gonna happen in the afterlife.
I always love the ending. The whole movie of What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams.
Oh, I vaguely remember that. It's been years since I've seen it.
Oh, it's so good. He dies in an accident, I think. No, their kids die in an accident.
Oh.
And it's a lot of heaven and hell and reincarnation.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of remember that.
And it's one of my favorite stories because at the end, they decide, well, let's go back. And he's like, well, what if we don't find each other this time? And she's like, we'll find each other. We're soulmates. And you see little kids at the next part of the movie.
Oh,
and it's like they meet
so
again.
Fake.
I know, but it's
so
sweet.
I believe in soulmates.
I do not believe in soulmates. Okay, I 100% don't.
That is interesting. I don't either. But that's a sweet concept.
I think it's a beautiful
kind of like
concept.
A sweet concept of guardian angels. I don't know if I really believe in them, but it sure is nice to think that there'd be somebody out there that's like, whoa. But I mean, okay, if I were like to get real skeptical, which I don't know that I am in this case, because I'm going to throw a guardian angel out there. At first, when you were talking about everything electrical, just stopping.
Right.
I thought, ooh, UFO. Are we about to hear a UFO story? Got real excited for that. But then there was like a guy from 1910. So I don't.
That's what aliens wear.
I know. Like, I don't know that aliens are UFO, you know, that they wear 1910 garb. That'd be interesting if they did. And they're like, we're caught up in technology, but not fashion. So
this,
you have to pardon us on that.
This is huge later.
right. But so I don't know, you know, time traveling did go back in my mind. But then the second part of the story where it clearly feels like it happened to prevent him.
Right.
That's really interesting. So.
Yeah.
So to me, that's like, okay, maybe there is somebody out there looking out for you and, or hit somewhere in his subconscious. It's like he knew something was not right. And maybe he just accidentally hit something electrically. I don't know. Like maybe he did something that he isn't really aware of that he did to make it all shut down or whatnot. Like, he knew this was unsafe somehow. But that's a stretch. I have no idea, really.
When you said time travel, when you said time travel, it made me think, what if he somehow time traveled back? Like, went through, like, a weird portal.
Ooh.
And then nothing worked because he was in an era before all that electricity was readily available. And so everything shut down. But the fact that then the marks were there, nope, it was a ghost. So
what if?
Okay.
What if the 1910 person was him? Like a time traveler that's him.
Okay.
I don't know, that came back.
Uh-huh.
And like made that happen knowing, I don't know, like some sort of, I don't know, Quantum Leap. Did you remember that show, Quantum
Leap? Man, that was a great show.
Oh, they need to bring that one back. That was so good.
I would kind of want to rewatch that right now.
Oh, yeah, I'd watch the reruns.
Because I was little when that came out.
Oh, it was so good. I used to love it. It was so exciting to see what he was going to be next.
Yeah, every week you're like, what is he going to be?
Oh, so good. If you are younger than us, which is, you know, likely, go find that show somewhere. I don't even know where you can watch anymore.
I bet it's on Amazon.
So good. It was so good. But anyway, he was a time traveler. And so who knows?
If you're new to the time traveler, he was a quantum leaper. He would leap. He would be different people even. It wasn't like
Oh, that's true. That's true. He would enter different people's bodies.
Yeah.
Do I believe in that?
And he had Al. Why do I remember so much of the details of this?
I don't know, but I can just remember the time that he like the first time I ever saw him leap into a woman's body, and he looked in the mirror and was like, oh my gosh. Very interesting. But so, yeah, and if you're new to the podcast, whenever I get to a point where I don't know, I can't debunk it, I have no idea, I call it a UFO. Like, mm-hmm. literally, it's an unidentified object because I have no idea what it's called or what it is. And that's what I'm going to say he's got here. I mean, I feel like I don't throw that out there too often.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of do.
Because well, you always say, do you think it's a UFO? Oh, okay. And I'm like, no, give me a minute, and then I'll come up with something.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But I feel like I kind of hold on to those. And this one, only because of the second part.
Yeah.
Like, the second part being like, whew, there had to have been reason why he stopped.
Yeah.
Could be a total coincidence. But, I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
I would leave there thinking somebody was watching out for me that day.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right. So, you ready for mine?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is from the co-host that Aaron hates. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. The subject line is, a paranormal story for the podcast.
All right.
Okay. My co-host for our Every Playlist Tells a Story podcast. Admittedly, I've never heard of this podcast.
Oh my gosh. That is two male podcasts and music.
Yes.
I won't listen to this
one. I know. I'm so sorry. Definitely won't. Oh, that's... Yeah.
But it tells a story. I do like music that tells a story. Okay. I'm back in.
Okay. Erin, if you're a new listener, she also does not like music. I just don't really care for it.
Yeah. I don't dislike it.
It's not what her go-to is. I feel like you have to be in a mood. I've never walked into your house and heard music playing. I feel like you walk into my house all the time and there's music playing.
Oh, yeah. I always think that's so weird.
That is so weird. That's weird to me. I always have music playing when I'm cooking.
And I'm always like, aren't you distracted? Like, it is loud. No. I can't take
all... No, I am drowning out all of the children.
Yeah.
Okay. So sorry. This person's name is Jimmy. Sorry, Jimmy. We're getting back. Okay, my co-host for our Every Playlist Tells a Story podcast, Todd, and then he gives the last name, but he is the host of a podcast.
Yeah, I feel like
Am I okay to say that? Okay. Todd Denk, who is a big fan of your podcast, by the way.
Okay.
I know, and I don't know how he heard of us, because I have not heard of his podcast, so that's awesome.
I'm so sorry, and I will listen.
I thought you were saying you knew him. Todd Denk?
Todd, I'm going to listen.
Okay. We'll definitely give you a go. We can't promise we like you. I mean, that's okay. We're women. We don't have to like you just because you're men.
He's like, he was a former fan.
Yeah, right, not anymore. Just Todd.
I'm so sorry, Todd.
We like to razz. We're fine. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at Kenton. He's still...
Yeah, Kenton's still with us. If Ken can hang in there, you can too, Todd. Get over it. Asked me to send in my first and only paranormal encounter. In 2007, I just moved into a new home. This house has a fully furnished basement with a TV and a huge sectional couch. One night, I fell asleep watching this TV and woke up in the early morning hours. Unable to get back to sleep, I turned on the television and found The Lord of the Rings. This is such a bro night. Not that women don't like Lord of the Rings.
That's right.
Whew. Okay.
It's again like a cat for me. I appreciate that other people like it.
I just don't understand them. Okay. I turned on the television and found The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers movie was playing.
I really thought you were going to say, and I found The Lord the first time you said, I turned on the TV and I found The Lord.
And I found The Lord.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now, I am a fan of all things hard rock music.
Oh, I love it.
And I go on band binges with my music choices. At this time, I was listening to a lot of Ronnie James Dio. D-I-O.
Oh, yeah.
Dio? Would you say Dio?
Or Killer.
I don't know. I had to look him up. I listened to a couple songs.
Bro Night.
Interesting. Bro Night. Ronnie James Dio. If you don't know who Ronnie James Dio is, I looked him up. Think Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
Meets Jack Black from his band.
Oh, I do love that band.
Okay.
Why can't I think of what
I know, I can't either. And I meant to look it up before. It's my husband's favorite band. He serenades me with that one really inappropriate song about having sex with women.
Oh, well.
Sometimes you gotta fuck them hard. I mean, have you ever heard that song?
Yeah, I've heard that one.
It's hilarious. And he'll get up there at karaoke and be like, this is dedicated to my wife. I'm like, don't dedicate it to your wife, please. Do not dedicate that song to your wife.
Oh, that's funny.
So anyway, he's like, he's kind of like that, but it's from 1975, the first song I listened to, and then 1980, the second song. So within that time span.
Okay.
So I kind of feel like Jack Black used this guy as his
muse.
Yes. Okay. For his band. Okay. So in the movie, so he has this song, this Dio song going through his head because he had just listened to it.
Okay. And because those movies are so boring.
Right. So as he's... sorry, bros. Yes, as the Lord of the Rings is playing, he's also listening in his head to music.
Okay.
In the movie, I was at the scene where Gollum is leading Frodo. These are so foreign to me. Where Gollum is leading Frodo and Sam through the dead marshes where dead faces could be seen in the water. And then we're like, oh, maybe I want to watch this.
I have seen this.
Okay. I always had a hard time understanding what Gollum was saying, so I turned on the closed caption so I could read his dialogue. Not long after turning on the closed captions while internally singing this Dio song that was stuck in my head, the closed captions disappeared. Just when I noticed that they were no longer scrolling on the bottom of the screen, one word in captions started flashing right in the middle of the screen. It was a three-letter word, D-I-O.
What?
Right, so he's got this Dio song in his head.
Uh-huh.
Has nothing to do with Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh.
And he turns on the closed captions, and then it disappears. He's like, wait, what happened to the closed captions? And then D-I-O pops up spelled on the screen.
Ooh, that's super weird.
Right?
It's like the TV was reading his thoughts.
Well, then, as soon as I made out what it spelled, I heard a big crash above me on the main floor. I went upstairs in my bedroom directly above where the TV in the basement was located. My chest of drawers fell forward on its own. This piece of furniture is very heavy and would have to be pushed or tumbled forward like this. Again, this piece of furniture stood directly above where the TV is located in the basement. It tumbled when DIO was flashing out of place on the TV screen. No explanation for this event, but to this day, I tread carefully whenever a DIO song comes on the radio.
Ooh, thanks. So don't look them up.
Well, I did. So you know, like when I say Ozzy Osbourne, you know, he was dark. I mean, he would, ate the heads off of birds and stuff. I mean, and I think a lot of that was kind of like shock value.
Right.
Right. But this Dio guy, the one song that the first song I listened to, it kind of looked like a gargoyle was in it. You know, it was kind of like, not demonic, but it kind of flashed that. Definitely like, not heavy metal, but, you know, lighter than heavy.
Medium.
It was like medium metal. These guys, because they're like music experts.
Never going to listen again. They're so sorry, Todd. I'm so sorry, Jimmy.
Oh, Todd, listen, you could put a little heavy metal music to one of our, like our intro one night.
Gosh, will you guys make our opener?
No, I love our opener.
Oh my gosh.
But maybe in tribute to them is like an apology. One night, you all make up the music and we'll play it for one night. No, but so sorry, gentlemen, I don't know much about music. I like music, but I don't know much about it. And it sounds like they are like hardcore. You picked somebody from 1970s and you knew all about them and knew a song well enough to play in your head while you're watching a movie. I mean, you know your shit. Okay. Yeah. So, but anyway, it did seem kind of dark. Like, you know, this guy did. I don't think all heavy metal is dark.
Right.
But I think this particular guy seems like he might be on the edge of some demonic things, maybe. Or at least he portrayed that in one of his videos.
Okay.
Not that I think that has anything to do with it, because I think two things happen. I think you dreamt it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I feel like he was probably drifting in and out of Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
That song is like either playing or it's in his head or whatever. And that just seems like that would be a weird scene to dream. So you're dreaming it, and then an intruder, somebody upstairs.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, intruders happen. They happen. Okay. And then the intruder was trying to get something out of the big heavy drawer. It falls over. It's loud. That guy's like, I gotta get out of here quick, and makes an exit.
Man.
That's my debunk.
It's been a long time since you've gone just dream
Yeah, it is. I mean, because I don't want to always blame it on dreams. Sometimes I think it could always be a dream, but...
I don't know. I don't think my dreams are vivid enough for that. I've never been able to read. In fact, I think that's a thing. Are
you
kidding
me? You will call me and tell me in detail your dreams. I feel like they've got to be the most vivid dreams.
I really, truly think, at least from this one show I watched on CBS, I don't think you can understand reading... like letter formation.
Oh, what movie was that? Dream.
That it
was
weird Clocks. Show Evil on CBS.
Oh, that's right. That was such a weird show. But it was Clocks. You couldn't tell Clocks.
No, because she was like, this is just paralysis. What is it?
Sleep paralysis. Uh-huh.
And so she decided she was going to write a poster. Or oh, write on her right. wall because she real. Couldn't read. So she's like, I'll know I'm dreaming if I can't right. read.
I wonder if that's true. Any sleep experts out there, please let us know.
Yeah, because right now, that means that you're wrong. Okay,
well, no, then here's my other backup. My backup debunk to that is, I wonder if there's anything in TV language that DIO stands for. Because yeah. DIO, while there are three letters that say DIO.
Yeah.
Could also mean something else. Digital input outlet.
Wow. Look at you. Pulling that out of your ass like it was sure. nothing.
I mean, literally. No, I didn't literally.
Oh, gosh. Oh, but I promise you, as a witness, she did not literally pull anything out of her ass.
I did not pull anything out of there. But I really don't know where those words came from.
You said them as if you already had them written down in your head.
I really didn't. In fact, I didn't come up with that second debunk until on the spot when you said that. I was like, yeah, that is a stretch. But for real, it could be telling you that the subtitles were stopping for some reason because you have a digital problem or you have some sort of problem.
Yeah.
And it's just a weird, really weird, I'll give you that, like a really freaky coincidence that you were listening to that particular song in your head.
We'll have to ask Dad.
Yeah, we can definitely ask Dad.
Sports director, so he'll know TV.
Yeah, he might know something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just casually, Dad, what do you think DIO stands for in the TV world? But yeah, so very, very interesting.
Yeah, both stories were really good.
They were. And
good job, bros.
Yeah, bro. Who knew you had it in it, bro? And you didn't even mansplain anything in either of those.
Turns out, listening to a bro story from a woman didn't bother me at all.
As long as I'm two just, women are telling it.
Jimmy, I'm sure if you were here, or Josh, I'm sure I still would have been interested.
We would try to stay focused as much as we could. Now,
I really do like men. I don't want it to sound like I don't like men. I do.
No, I do too. I have no problem with him. I mean, he's coming this way. Especially like to look at him.
That was like two different songs. S to the what? Were you about to say?
I never know what it says after that. I just know like the cadence. I just know that it's like...
Don't know like how you do. The voodoo that you do so well.
Somebody else sings that I can hop in on. But she does start spelling something right there.
I don't think she does.
And I'm not very good at spelling, so... Yes, she does. She's like, and he's coming this way. Something, okay. Something. S to the dent. Did it want to get with me?
Okay, maybe she does do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure. I'd have to listen again.
Put you $15 on it. She spells something and then goes right at
$7.50.
Yeah, $7.50.
Okay, well, we are ready for our fan favorite.
And I dropped the ball.
You did, but it's okay because I had one waiting in the wings.
Okay, good, 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 good.
So this means I get 2 weeks off.
That's right. The next two are mine. Dibs.
Not that I don't love lavishing attention.
Of course, of course.
Okay, so this is one of my best friends. And you all have heard about her. She wrote in, she had the cool story about their house in St. Louis and the light flickering, and then it followed them to Louisville. Don't say anything different.
No, I wasn't. I was going to say, and then she swallowed the gum. No, she dropped the gum.
She dropped the gum in the community.
If you have not listened to the episode, you need to go find it, because that one is hilarious.
It is so funny.
And not us. Like, that episode, we were so funny in that episode.
No, Teresa's story. She's hilarious. Hilarious. So, she is my very talented, one of my very best friends since sixth grade, thanks to Christine, who forced me to, she said, look at that girl sitting all by herself. We're going to go sit with her.
Oh, and so, I love Christine for that.
That's I know. Awesome. So, we went and sat with her, and Christine was like, the three of us were best friends now. And Teresa was like, okay. And that's how Christine is, and that's how Teresa and I are too. We're like, we'll do what you say. It's fine.
Christine's a little pushy, but in that case, I love pushy people that are empathetic. You know, like, yeah, that's great.
So Teresa is one, she's such a good fan favorite because, first of all, she talks nonstop about, like, she, to all of our big group texts, she'll say something like, I'm listening to this, you know, and I've got a group text with about, seven or eight girls.
And I caught her not too long ago, like, just happened to catch her promoting us to River House, which is hilarious because we keep trying to get that crab dinner and have them sponsor us. And she even put that in there. Like, it was on Instagram, and they had posted a picture of that crab tower. That seafood tower. The tower
we got to get.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, man, it really is beautiful. But anyway, she put, or like on that post of River House, she like tagged us in it and was like, I don't know if you all heard this podcast, but they talk about you in every episode, so you definitely need to listen to it. And so, funny, it's weird how they've not reached out to us yet.
I know.
What are you waiting for?
Why we're boycotting? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, what do you have?
No, we're not.
What are you waiting for? Yeah.
We're just not saying your name, except we just did.
Except for I did a whole bunch, but that's okay.
That's okay. So, yes, she's always, you know, putting us out there. She's awesome. To my friend who does not listen to podcasts, she's like, I don't even understand what you're doing on your way to work. Why aren't you listening to them? So, and she's, they're of course coming on the live night. She's so supportive and awesome. So, she also has amazing things happening in her life that she need does. Promoting. So, her husband is a really sweet guy who owns a cool eye shop. And I say cool, it's hard to make a cool eye doctor.
Oh yeah, but he's done it.
This building is so cool. It was like a 1970, like hadn't been redone since the 70s or 80s. And this building was looking rough, and they completely redesigned it because Teresa is an amazing interior designer.
I picture hot little Teresa in there with like her like little wand and like ding, and just everything looks so perfect. Like she just waves her hand and all of a sudden it's beautiful.
I know. She has such an eye for everything. She's incredible.
It's right in the heart of the Highlands.
Yeah.
Right. And it's got the big.
Yeah. So if you're looking for an eye doctor, you go to Fall City Eye Care and they've got these really big sculptures of glasses in the front yard, and
they decorate them for different events, like for Derby. Yeah. There was, you know, it's really
Pride
fun.
Week. They have little flags in it and stuff. It's awesome.
So cool.
Yeah. They're so cool. The whole place has a great feeling and vibe, and the building is beautiful. If for no other reason, you just want to go check out the building.
Yeah, right.
And they have like on the walls, the renovation pictures, the pictures of what it looked like before. And then now.
Yeah, which is really cool. But also not just is it a really cool place and you're like, my eye doctor is even cool.
I'm
so cool. My eye doctor is cool. But I took Miles there when Macy James scratched his cornea because she was loving on him too hard when she was little. And he was so good with Miles.
I know.
This guy. And I didn't even know him that well. I just knew him as, you know, your friend's husband. That's about
right.
It. But I went in and I was like, he just fell in love with Miles, and Miles fell in love with him. And so Miles keeps begging to go back to the eye doctor. I'm like, I don't think we have a reason, but you know, maybe one day just for fun, we can go pop in and say hi to Dr. Michael.
He's almost ready for kindergarten. He needs to get his eye exam.
Perfect, because that'll shut that kid up. He keeps begging to go back there, so.
Yes. So if you need an eye doctor, check out Falsity Eye Care in the Highlands. And if you need an interior designer, she even said, don't even worry about promoting me. Just promote Falsity. But
no way.
Absolutely not. Go to Tim Interiors, which stands for her initials, Teresa Yetzi Martirana, Interiors, and her website is timinteriors.com. So check that out. She's also on Instagram. She posts really cool pictures of things that she's designed.
They're gorgeous. You all follow her. I mean, if you're like me, I just love to look at what people do in spaces and places, and she is.
The house that they live in now was.
Oh my gosh. Does she have that on her Instagram?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely this, follow her.
Little tiny old lady was born in the house that she lives in now.
It lived her looked like a witch's house.
It did.
Bit. I just interrupted you, sorry.
That's okay. Lived there her entire life. I think she even died in the house. Ooh.
She's a witch.
And I
witches
remember,
are fine, though. I like witches. It's fine. Go ahead.
I remember her telling me, she's like, go, you know, here's where the key is hidden. Which, it's not hidden anymore. This was before they moved in. She's like, go check out the house because we're about to start demo. So go check it out before. So I just like let myself in and walked through this house and thought, oh girl, this house is scary. Like, I mean, it was just.
Dark. Was it dark?
So dark.
Like it was really dark. Yeah.
It was so dark. It was so cramped. And I thought, oh, why? Why would you do this? Your house in St. Matthew's was so cute. And now, I mean.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It is. breathtaking. She has the most beautiful house I think I've ever been inside.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, yeah. I only saw pictures from before. I drove past it, I think, one day. But, wow. Even if we didn't know Teresa, that is incredible, the transformation she did. So absolutely. Just follow her and at least just go see that.
I know. It's perks of having her as a best friend. I just put her to work all the time. I'm like, what would you do here? She tells me in this.
So awesome. Yeah, she helped me do my kitchen.
I know.
For free.
Yeah, don't advertise that. She won't do that for you all. She won't
do that for you all. That's just for us.
All right. Well, so thank you so much, Teresa. We love you, of course.
We do love you. She's just got this. Teresa's, when she's around, she brings calm, I feel like, to any situation. Like, you feel like she knows how to do everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, she was over here, and I'd already had one kid, and she just had her first and brings her first over with Macy James. And she's kind of asking me, like, little questions here and there. I'm like, you don't need to know the answer. I feel like you know it all. Like, she just has this way of, you know, she's one of those people that you look at and you're like, they have it. Like, that it factor.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But you don't get jealous of her either. It's a weird thing. It's like she's got this, I don't know, it's just like that aura of like, I'm not gloating. I just am.
The only time I've ever been jealous of Teresa, because she also, Megan mentioned, hot little Teresa. She is hot.
She's hot.
And she also, back in our college days, used to be naked Teresa. She would just be naked all the time.
Damn, I wish I would have known naked Teresa.
Oh my gosh.
It'd be really weird if she brought her toddler over and just started getting naked.
I wouldn't put it past her. She seriously was naked all the time. And one time, I mean, I got married at 22. I was really young.
Yeah.
And she was, a bunch of girls came to visit and we were there for the week. They were there for the weekend and she was naked because she is. And my husband comes home.
Oh, shit.
And I remember putting my hand like on her like upper like collarbone area and pushing her heart so hard into our closet. And she was like, what the hell? I was like, my husband
cannot see
is
all
not
that.
Seeing this perfect little body. I mean, it's not happening.
Oh my gosh.
I need him to love me forever.
Yeah, and not look at you during dinners. Could you imagine? Like, you'll have all your friends' dinners. No. You're like, I know what you're thinking. You're like, smack him for no reason. Quit looking at her.
I'm doing this for our friendship. Yeah, get in there. I need to love you both forever. So.
That's hilarious. I love that story. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so thank you, Teresa. We love you so much.
Yes.
Well, let's get down to business again. We talked about business at the beginning.
Yeah, we definitely have more business.
So next week, next Thursday, we're going to do our movie night for Patreons for our $5 tier. We're doing it a week early because...
Hello.
We have our live event on our normal third Thursday. So we are going to do our movie night next Thursday. If you sign up Thursday morning, you can still get in for it. So
do it. It's fun. We had a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. We always, it's Megan and I talking during the movie, which sounds annoying, but whatever. We have fun.
I mean, I feel like it would be annoying, but people seem to think it's funny.
And then at the end, we usually open it up. Hopefully, we can keep doing that. I mean, if it gets real big, I don't know if we're going to be able to keep doing it. But for right now, we're doing it.
Yeah. And I want to say also, you know, we've had a little bit of rockiness starting it off.
Oh, I know.
But now that it's summer, I feel like the day before we could maybe plan something and practice it and figure out something. You know, now that we have time on our hands, we can play with things and make them perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah, because it was a little rocky last time. But we have the best Patreons and they were so sweet and patient.
So supportive, yeah.
So our movie night will be on June 10th. And then on June 17th, we have our live event at Third Turn in Oldham County. So if you guys want to come out, it's a free event. If you want to, you know, get drinks and dinner and stuff like that, then obviously we're not paying for that.
Yeah.
We broke. But but we're just working on donations and we'll be selling our stickers for $4.
And also, I do want to say that if you can, please RSVP. Because we need to know how many tables to kind of section off and stuff like that. So you can find that event on our Facebook page and also on Third Turn Brewery's page.
Okay.
On Facebook, their Facebook page too. And if you don't have Facebook, that's weird.
Send us an email.
TikTok video. Hashtag my skeptical sister. I think, do you hashtag and TikTok?
Yeah.
I don't know how they work, but But please, with hashtag. Oh my gosh, actually this is kind of fun. Get inventive. Like, tell us how you're coming, but through a TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
That would be so fun.
I think you have to.
I can see Angie doing this. Angie, I know you're not coming, girl, but still do a TikTok and hashtag us in it saying you're not coming because you live in Canada. I just want to see you do a TikTok, girl.
Oh, goodness. Yes, so please let us know if you can come. We hope to see you there. We cannot wait to meet some of you. Michaela from Tennessee said she might come.
Girl, that would be awesome. I love her. I love her so much.
I love her too. I was just listening to her podcast on the way over here.
We just suddenly got new friends.
I know.
Doesn't it feel that way? It is. I mean, who knew? Start a podcast. Get new friends. It's great.
It's so much fun. So if you can, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or, you know, like us. I don't really know how the other ones work because I do everything on Apple.
I think
Apple.
You can make us your favorite or something. So do whatever that is.
All of that helps. And we're doing, I don't want to toot our own horn, but.
Toot it, girl. Let me. Toot it.
My goal has always been to hit 200 listens before our next episode comes out. And the last 3 weeks, we've gotten to 200 on the Tuesday before.
And tonight.
Tonight.
It's Monday.
We're at 200 on Monday night.
We made it. Now, we have been sitting at our rating on Apple Podcasts at 82, which is really good.
That is great.
But we've been sitting there for a couple weeks. So yeah. If you'd like to drop a line telling other people to come listen to us, I mean, that wouldn't hurt you. And we also make your username so that I can find out who you are so you can be a fan favorite. Because someone's like, oh, this is such a nice review. I wish I could make this person a fan favorite, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well, what else is there?
I don't know. It's been a lovely night.
Lovely. Find us on TikTok. Find us on Facebook, especially. TikTok is silly, but Facebook
is fun. Your white snake video was pretty funny.
I felt real embarrassed because I was at a bar. And I was like, guys, please don't look at me. I'm going to.
I thought it was hilarious.
And Connie was like, you're going to do a TikTok right now?
Right now. She's like, you should have put Connie in.
I know I should have.
Next time we'll get her white snake video.
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you guys. And we will see you all next. Well, we'll talk to y'all next week.
And we'll see you soon. We will see you soon. Bye, guys.
La, 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 la.
Oh my gosh. There's a.
Oh my God.
Sarah, your son is here. Oh my God. No, it's our friend Sarah, our fan favorite son, coming to see if anybody can play.
He's at a ball game tonight.
He's at a black eyed child. Just.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny. I don't know how I feel about guardian angels. I think I would believe in those more than I would actual. Oh my gosh, it's a black eyed Kevin. So many black eyed visitors tonight. Oh, you scared me to death. You scared the shit out of me, Kevin.
Of Wet Dreams May Come, which the porn name is Wet Dreams May Come, but this is What Dreams
Wait,
May
whoa,
Come.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That just threw me way no, no, to no. the left.
What Dreams May Come with
All
Robin Williams.
Now is Wet Dreams.
I know, every time I say it, that's why.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Very interesting.
Jinx. Poke. Pinch poke. Jinx poke.
Kevin said.
Pick a ticket poke.
Kevin said pinch poke the other day.
Ah.
I was like, oh, see,
you've trained him well. Or the Canadian trained you well. Who knows?
No, I've always said pinch poke.
Hey, listen, people on Facebook, write in. What do you say? Pinch poke, owe me a Coke, or.
Poke, you owe me a Coke. That's dumb.
Jinx, poke, you owe me a Coke.
Yeah, when you say it that way, it's okay.
Jinx, pinch, poke, you owe me a Coke. It's a lot.
You always say jinx, and then you take a breath.
So funny that we're going we back to this argument. Because clearly we both feel really strongly. It's worth farting around about. Okay. All right, so you ready for mine?
Okay, I'm sorry. I got on you so bad for stopping every sentence last week.
I know, sorry.
And now I'm doing
It's okay,
it.
Payback. You're the one editing it. I'm just kidding. No, I should edit this one.
Okay. No. I'm not going to interrupt you until I really need to.
Okay. Now, I am a fan of
Wait.
All...
I'm so sorry.
You're such a dork. Okay.